This is Fresh Air. Annie Ross, who was best known as a solo jazz singer and as part of the groundbreaking jazz vocal trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, died Tuesday of complications from emphysema and heart disease. She was 89 years old. In the 50s and 60s, she and Dave Lambert and John Hendrix were one of the most popular jazz vocal groups of their time. They specialized in vocalese, adding words and vocals to jazz instrumental arrangements and improvisations. Annie Ross herself wrote the lyrics and sang lead on her most popular song, Twisted, based on an improvisation by tenor saxophonist Wardell Gray. She recorded it solo in 1952, and then again in 1960 as a member of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. When Terry Gross spoke with Annie Ross in 1990, they started with the trio version of that song.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it.
How?
He said I'd be better dead than live. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment,
yeah.
But I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts,
nuts.
No more ifs or ands or buts. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. But I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I lay with the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all have been angry and bad. They all have been innocent and also an Einstein. I'd be sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head. I had a brain, it was a pain, though, to let them love at me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top.
She must be out of her head.
What's the matter with her?
My analyst told me that I was right out of
Annie Ross, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
We just heard Twisted.
Yeah.
I just need to ask you if you were in analysis when you wrote that.
No, I was not and have never been. The title, Twisted, suggested to me the whole story of a woman going to an analyst. But no, I wasn't in analysis.
So how did you team up with John Hendrix and Dave Lambert?
Well, I had come over in this review, Cranks, with Anthony Newley, and I happened to be at a friend's house. They got a phone call from Dave, I think it was, and he said, I have this idea about putting words to a Count Basie album. Can I come over, bring John, and demonstrate what we have? Round they came. They played one of Basie's numbers. They both sang the solos. I thought, hey, that's great. And the next thing I knew, they asked me if I would come down and conduct some session singers that they had engaged to record about, I think, four or six tracks. And they said, you know, that the women, they wanted me to give the women the Basie feel. Well, that was a laugh in itself. I mean, you can't teach that to anybody. You have to be born with it, be brought up with it. And I tried, but like I said, you can't just teach that, and especially not in, you know, half an hour or whatever. They had no more that they could do because what they had was not good. They were going to scrap it. And the producer was tearing his hair out and saying, my God, we've lost this money and blah, blah, blah. And Dave Lambert said, well, what about if we multi-track? Well, I said, of course. I didn't know what multi-tracking was, but I figured I'd better not show my ignorance. So he said, what we have to do, Annie, we'll get rid of the singers. You, John, and I'll go into a room, we'll rehearse, we'll learn all the harmonies so that we multi-track four times. So I said, okay. And, I mean, you know, we all had great ears. And it was, I think, one of the great moments of my life because we heard the first track back. And that was fine. That was the melody. Then we recorded the second track, They played it with the first track. Well, well, that was something else. Then the third track was unbelievable. The fourth track was mind-blowing. And we knew we had something absolutely great.
You're singing the blues each time I see ya.
Every day.
Singing the blues, those blues won't free ya.
Every day.
I sort of expected once you were shaken.
Every day.
But now I can dig there what you make.
Every day.
What about it?
Soon as I'm waking there, every day I have the blues. Every dawn and I dig there, waiting there to wake me. Every day.
What about it?
Oh, every day I have the blues. What are you gonna get but blue? Wish that I could help you, baby.
Well,
what
you
can
see
I do?
Me worried, baby.
I got a few.
Because it's you I hate to lose.
What about settling? Are you gonna keep me from meddling?
Nobody loves me.
Whoa. Nobody seems to care. Baby, don't seem
so the group
to
stuck
care.
Together. But most of your stuff was not over track like that. It was mostly just straightforward trio. How would you come up with the arrangements? How were those done?
Well, they were actual arrangements from the bands of that era. We would take, like, Horace Silver, maybe a quintet, a somewhat scaled-down version. We just didn't do the big band things that much, except we did do Ellington.
Let me play a song that you recorded before you teamed up with Lambert and Hendrix. This is from a 1957 session that you made with baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
The title is Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. And I'm going to play the Dietzen Schwartz song. I guess I'll have to change my plans.
Oh, good.
Well, I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized I'd lose my favorite man. I overlooked that point completely. Until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon a shelf. That was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground, 'cause I've lost the one man that I found.
My guest Annie Ross recorded with Jerry Mulligan. You came to America from England when you were, I think, 6 years old.
Scotland,
from Scotland.
5 and a half.
Okay.
No, 4 and a half. I was 4 and a half when I arrived.
Now, once you got to America, didn't you stay there with your aunt, the singer Ella Logan?
Yes, I did. I came to New York with my mother and father and my elder brother. And I won a contest, a radio contest. The prize was a six-month, really a token contract with MGM. And I went out to L.A. with my aunt because my aunt started doing films. And then my mother left, my father and mother and brother all went back. And I was raised in Beverly Hills in L.A.
How did you feel about being raised by your aunt and kind of,
well,
leaving your parents behind?
When I say aunt, she was really my guardian. My aunt was really in New York doing shows, and I was raised by a nanny. And it wasn't great.
Did your parents have any reservations about leaving you?
I'm sure they did. Sure.
Did they want it that way, or was it you who?
I think they probably felt that it was best for me to do that, that maybe through doing that, I could become a star, but they already had stars.
You mean California already had stars?
Sure, they had Shirley Temple and Jane Withers and, you know, many, many young kids.
Well, how were you groomed? What kind of image were you given?
The Shirley Temple image, but with a kilt.
Oh, because you were Scottish?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I had a thick Scottish accent, too.
Did you have those little curls?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And did you have to be cute as a button?
Well, I mean, I had no thought of not performing. I mean, I would perform at the drop of a hat. You know, I could swing, and I could sing well, and I could move, And I loved all the attention. I mean, very few children don't like that.
Now, you also did some Our Gang comedies?
Oh, I only did one, yeah.
Oh, okay. And what kind of part did you have in there?
Well, it's a little girl with a kilt who comes out, and they're producing a show, and she sings a swing version of Loch Lomond.
I should have guessed that, shouldn't I?
Yes.
So how did you start listening to and then performing jazz?
Well, my aunt gave me a record of Ella Fitzgerald singing A Tisket a Tasket when I was 4. And I learned it, and I could do it. And a wonderful thing about my aunt was that in our house in L.A., there were always a lot of musicians who hung around. And they were musicians from Duke Ellington's band, indeed, Duke Ellington himself, Roy Eldridge, Earl Garner. And so I moved toward modern jazz as opposed to Dixieland.
Well, I wish you the best, and I thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Annie Ross visited Terry Gross in Fresh Air in 1990. The jazz vocalist and film actress died Tuesday at age 89.